Not that I'm going to preach the high. Somebody said, take coat off. Will you go to preach? That means you got to preach high. That ain't right. Just I don't like to preach in a coat or a tie. So I ain't against ties, but if you ought to wear them and pay them. Somebody said they didn't wear them, they didn't pay them. But I can agree with wearing them and paying them. But I don't like to preach in them. But it's good to be here this morning. And I like to preach 8 o'clock service. I do. I really like to. I heard last year somebody said they didn't like to preach at 8 o'clock. But I like it. I really like it. I really do. We appreciate being here this year. Appreciate the Horton family, this tabernacle, the people here. And we've been blessed by the Lord. And it's a privilege to be here. And I remember the first time I came several years ago, and we'll preach to you here in a minute. I was overwhelmed by this place. I'm telling you, we had just got here, never had been here, just got here at 2 o'clock service, sat back there about where Brother Phil Sanders is sitting now. And I told this before, but somebody was preaching. I don't forgot who it was. He finished. Just about 20 minutes till 4. And Brother Ralph called on me. First time I've been here. I was already had the jitters. I'd never seen a place this big. And I don't know if I ever have, ever yet have. But, man, it's a bunch of people here. And I'd never been here. I didn't know anybody, hardly. But it's good to be here this morning. Man, it's good. I got something been on me ever since I... Bennett was at the house there at church praying, and the Lord said, preach it here. Well, I've seen all these preachers here and figure I get no chance to preach. Somebody said they didn't want to preach. Well, I can't say that. I like to preach. I'm glad he called on me. Amen. I ain't going to lie to you. I like to preach, and I'm glad he called on me. Amen. And I'd have thought that the Lord, I didn't know who the Lord's voice was if he hadn't called, because I felt like I ought to preach this here. I don't know that we'll get, somebody said, preach tree top tall, and somebody said, don't preach that low. Well, I don't know how high we'll get, but I won't preach what the Lord gave me this morning. Amen. Turn with me, Matthew 12. You know it. You'll know the scripture, 43. You'll know the scripture. I want to preach what's on my heart. Amen. If I can get that... I got up, I set my clock 4 o'clock this morning, but I tell you what, I went to sleep early. I left here, didn't stay very long, went home, went to bed early, for camp meeting early, and went to sleep. But I woke up somewhere around 3 o'clock or something, and I couldn't sleep. And I finally just got out of bed and prayed and got this thing on, try to get this thing off of me this morning, amen? Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he came, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this generation. Amen. I want to preach on the peril of an empty heart. Amen. That's what I want to preach on this morning. Now, the devil's been bothering me all morning long. Said only the cream of a crop comes 8 o'clock. I mean, ain't nobody else that stupid. But I want you to know that you'll be here. You're here. I'm going to preach to you this morning on the peril of an empty heart. Amen. The peril of an empty heart. Peril means risk or danger. And that's peril. That's for you guys that talk different. It's peril. We call it peril back home. The peril of an empty heart. Amen. You've seen some places. You went by some places and you've seen them for rent furnished. Have you ever seen that sign? For rent furnished. Amen. I'll preach to you in a minute. Amen. It may be a great home or elegant furniture. Amen. Beautiful surroundings. Could be a lot of good things there. You've seen that. Amen. I'm not going to preach so hard this morning, but I'm going to preach this to get it out of the way to preach something else. Amen. I've seen many, many modern people, Christians, like that, haven't you? Amen. I ain't going to come down hard on you now. Wake up, and I'll preach to you in a minute. We are well instructed within the truths of Christianity. Amen. We know the Word of God. We've heard it. It's been on us. We've been taught it. Amen. Amen. We're brilliant and accomplished in the things that we do. We've got a lot of people like that. Our manners are fine. Our tastes are refined. Amen. Our learning is top notch. Amen. Amen. But our conduct is proper. But our rooms are still vacant. Amen. Because they're not occupied by a spiritual life. Amen. That's the pearl of an empty heart. Amen. The pearl of an empty heart. Before the Restoration in England, the Puritans came into power there, and they tried to turn England into a different place. They passed laws by the Acts of Parliament, and they did a lot of things. They forbid the reading of the Book of Common Prayer. And a lot of things. They persecuted those folks that said things about the Calvinistic way of worship. And they did a lot of things, but they did it even though they had the standards. And I believe in standards. I believe in holiness standards. Amen. And even though they had the outside standard, they never had nothing that sparked the life of the inside of a Christian. Amen. Amen. They had what it took to clean the outside of the vessel, but they never had what it took to strike the stuff, to strike the spark that would start the fire of revival. Amen. They had half of it. Amen. But they never had nothing. Amen. They emptied them out, but they had nothing to fill them back up with. Amen. And there's a peril in that. Amen. You don't believe it? They persecuted John Bunyan for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want you to know, I'll preach to you here in a minute. I read to you here in this Bible. Amen. I read to you about a man who's in a miserable condition. Amen. I read to you about a man. I don't know whether he was a devil possessed. I know he was under the influence of an evil spirit, though, at one time. Amen. I know that thing had a hold to him. I know it was inside. I know that it was compelling. I know that it was had a hold to him so tight that he couldn't do nothing about it. Amen. I know that. But along came a deliverance to him. Amen. An agreeable deliverance experience. He was emptied out. And that unclean spirit left him. And left him empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. Amen. Help me now, Lord. Help me. Amen. Help me. I'm going to preach to you in a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know he did. And it's so much so like you and I sometimes. We go through a change. Amen. A change without really being converted. Amen. There's a change happens, but it's only a half a change. We need the whole thing. And thus therein lies, amen, the peril of an empty heart. Hallelujah. I know. Amen. We are looking more like Christians than we ever have. Amen. But something is missing. And it's inside. Amen. It's inside. Can I tell you that I see a man as he walks from Jerusalem, amen, down from Jerusalem, across the Kidron Valley, across the Kidron River, and back up into an olive tree in the Gethsemane Garden. I see a lone, solitary figure coming at night. He carries something in his hand. What is it? As he gets closer, I see him, He's none other than Judas Iscariot. Amen. None other than Judas. He had sat before Jesus. He had sat when Jesus broke bread. He had sat when he gave him the fruit of the vine in the cup. He had seen Jesus move. He had seen the miracles that he had. He had seen the great God. He had seen the mighty moving power of Jesus Christ. Amen. But he's coming down the road now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was one of the 12. Picked out of all the others. And he was Jesus' disciple. But somewhere along the line, he had everything on the outside. But he had an empty heart. He had an empty heart. And while the disciples, while Jesus is washing their feet, he's a window shopping with 30 pieces of silver in his pocket. Amen. Can I tell you, he had something at one time, but he let his heart get empty. He was, that's the peril of an empty heart. I see him as he goes to the tree, as he runs the rope in there, as he swings out, and he falls and his bowels gush out. Can I tell you, that's the peril of an empty heart this morning. Help me preach, Lord. Help me preach. Help me preach. I don't expect you to shout, but when I get this off of me, I'll shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I hear of a nothing falling. Ooh. The last time I heard, I was done something to me. Amen. I went to church. That thing got on me so bad, I cried at the altar. I cried on the altar. I cried at the pews. I cried between the pews. I cried in the middle aisle. Hallelujah. I got afraid. I said, Lord, only by your grace that I'm not where they are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a pearl of an empty heart. That's a pearl of an empty heart. We've got it on the outside. Hallelujah. We've still got the standard. We're still holiness. But somewhere on the inside side, we have lost something. We have lost something. It's emptying out. If you don't fill it back up, something gets a hold of you that you can't get off. You can't get out of it. You can't get by it. It gets a hold of you and it drags you down to where you can't do nothing about it. It's hallelujah. It's the peril of an empty heart. Peril of an empty heart. Hallelujah. We got a boy. I'll not tell him. It's almost telling him. We got a boy in my church for a year and a half. Hallelujah. He's been going down. I fasted and prayed. I wish I could report to you that I got a better report. But I can't. I can't tell you nothing good. Hey, he's a preacher boy. Was going for a year and a half going down. Hallelujah. Something happened. Not even I know. Hallelujah. He's even hid it from me. But you can't hide it from God. Hallelujah. You can get it off on your own. You can get it off on the outside. Amen. With your long sleeves and your short hair and your long hair. You can take off everything that you don't have to have on. But you can't get it out of your conscience. Amen. Your conscience drags at you. Hallelujah. It grinds at you. It won't let you live until you get rid of the inside. Oh, amen. The other day, I got such a burden for him. I went on a fast. And I fasted and prayed. Amen. But you can't get them out if they don't want to get out. Hallelujah. He come to me and give me his resignation. Out of my church. Out of my board. Amen. Off of my board. I don't know what happened. He wouldn't tell me. But I'll tell you what I know happened. He got an empty heart. He got an empty heart. It didn't drag him down right now. It didn't drag him down right now. But it eat on him for a year and a half. Until finally it got to him where, amen, he give up everything he had. Hallelujah. Now I see him Moni's yard on the tractor. No shirt. No shirt. The pearl of an empty heart. 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 Oh, the pearl of an empty heart. Hallelujah. And we go to the extremes to make sure we're accepted. When we go to holiness camp meetings like this, hallelujah, the sleeves has got to be right. Amen. The dress has got to be right. And the hair has got to be right. Hallelujah. I mean, they've got to be ironed. My wife, maybe turn around, get this thing ironed this morning. Well, let me come. Amen. May we go to extreme. Amen. To see what's on the outside. But I want you to know that you're sitting right into my midst of my voice this morning. Hallelujah. That you need to do something about your inside. Hallelujah. While we are shouting the victory. Amen. Showing some kind of emotion. Hallelujah. When the preachers preach. Hallelujah. Some of us are sitting plotting who's going to be our next wife. Who's going to be our next boyfriend. I'm talking about married folks. Hallelujah. Not single ones. Hallelujah. We're plotting what's sin. We got it in us. But we got to get it out. It'll drag you down. It'll send your soul to hell if you don't get rid of it. Who are you? Nobody. Just nobody. Just nobody. It was just a burden on my soul this morning. Hallelujah. Esau. 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 What you gonna do, Esau? Well, I'm hunting. I've come in. I'm tired. It's no use to have a birthright. If you're tired, it's no use to have a birthright. I'm going to die anyhow. Amen. Give me that red pottage you got. Oh, the deceiver, the supplanter says, only if you sell me your birthright. Hallelujah. Only if you sell out. Only if you sell out. Now the devil's painting you a picture. Amen. Of the grandeur of what sin's going to be. Hallelujah. Of what sin's going to be. Of this side of the billboard. Amen. It's beautiful. The bright lights beckon you. Your name's in the marquees of this world. Hallelujah. There's a mansion on the hill. Amen. A spring that bubbles up. Hallelujah. And he's telling you, amen, sell out. Sell out. Get empty. Amen. You don't have to listen to them preachers. You don't have to listen to them. They're telling you things for somebody else. Amen. Until we hear your name. As it comes down through the annals of the holiness ranks. Amen. And we hear that you had an empty heart. And that the devil moved back in. Can I tell you that this devil, when he left this man, amen, he left it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. But I want you to know that when the devil leaves, he's a discontented devil. Wouldn't you be if you lived in a mansion, if the kitchen was set up proper, if the house was set on a hill, if there was a spring in the back that bubbled up and a creek run by, amen, if you had every convenience that you had, and they moved you out and set you in dry places and you couldn't find rest, when you rise up from where you was and go back to where you had been and check it out again, I sure you would. And that's what the devil does. When you get saved, he moves it out. It gets empty, swept, and garnished. But brother, he doesn't stay out. He comes back. He checks it out. And when he comes back, it may be messy. It better not be half empty. It better be full, or he'll move back in. Hey, the pearl of an empty heart. I seen them set. I never seen it in my life like it is in this day. I seen them set. And the power of God move. I know good and well that they're not saved. Amen. That they're half empty. Hallelujah. I guess I got it from my daddy who's dead. Died March 14th. this year. What a tragedy. What a shock. Missed him more than I ever have. Every day goes by. Great God. Going to heaven. Amen. Got more up there now than I had yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I guess I got it from him. When I go on a trip, I don't never like to get the gas tank. Get blow half full. I mean half empty, half full, wherever you want to talk. Amen. Amen. When that thing gets on half, my wife will tell you, I'm going to want to pull off and get gas. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We're running half empty a lot of times. A lot of times. In the spiritual world, we're running half empty. Amen. And then somebody calls us, and it don't have to be preachers. Somebody calls us and they have a problem. And when they have that problem, we run to the Lord half empty. Amen. Half empty. Not prayed through. The peril of an empty heart is that we have got to go ourselves and pray through until we get the victory of God in our souls. Amen. The preacher has to pump us. Amen. We have got to be primed. Hallelujah. There's an old church I used to preach at. They had to prime that pump, at that hand pump, every time we used it. Amen. If when you got a glass, you left the glass. Because the next guy would have to prime that pump with that glass of water. And if you didn't leave it, we ran across the road and got a can of pop and primed the pump with the can of pop. Hallelujah. But some folks has got to be primed. And they've got to be primed. And they've got to be primed. Half full, the pearl of an empty heart. Hallelujah. The pearl of an empty heart. I want you to know that the casualties that have gone down because they have not stayed full of the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't go down if you're walking on top. You can't go down if God's in the midst of you. You can't go down if your soul is on fire. Hallelujah. You can't go down if God's for you. Who can be against you? Hallelujah. 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 The peril of an empty heart. The peril of an empty heart. The peril of an empty heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when that devil turned back and come back to that guy, hallelujah, the Bible said that he brought seven more, amen, besides himself. And the state of that man was worse than the first state. The last state was worse than the first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we're in the shape we're in. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you're preaching doom to the Christian church. And this is the cream that come to the camp meeting. Listen to me. Listen to me. Last year, just from last year to this year, the cream of the crop was in camp meeting. Hallelujah. I was there. I know. Amen. But now, we've got casualties among us. Amen. Right from the cream of the crop. Amen. Right from the preachers, if you mind. Right from the cream of the crop. Amen. Don't give me that cream of the crop nonsense. Amen. Amen. Right in our midst are those of us that that if we would be honest with ourselves, amen, we would admit readily that we're half full and half empty. And when you're half full, amen, of something, there's room to put something else. Hallelujah. You may feel a touch every once in a while. You may get the cold chills every once in a while. When somebody prays the fire down, there may come something sensation every once in a while. But I don't want no leftover sensations after somebody else's experience. Great God in Zion, I want the power of the Almighty God in my soul. I want my own experience. I want to feel God's power and to know that He's real and to feel His grace. And know His mercy is extended towards me. Hallelujah. Yo! Praise God. Hallelujah. The peril of an empty heart. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Hallelujah.
Come over.
Hallelujah. I want God to give me my own. Give me my own. I want to feel it when you feel it. Hallelujah. I want to cry when you cry. I want to laugh when you laugh. I want to shout when you shout. But when you ain't crying, and when you ain't a laughing, and when you ain't a shouting, I want my own. I want my own. I want to carry a bucket with full in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to carry a bucket full with me. Hallelujah. I don't want to spill a drop. Hallelujah, not spill a drop. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be out in the desert one day. Hallelujah. You ain't going to be there. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to feel what you feel. But when I'm in the desert, in the dry places, and I got a bucket full of my own, I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm going to take that bucket that I've got, that full bucket, and I'm going to dump it over on me, and I'm going to feel the power and the presence of the Lord in my soul. Hallelujah. Yo. Hallelujah. For myself, I want mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want my own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I took time this morning. I took time. I got up four. You're right. No, I'm not. You idiot. You get up that early too if you had to preach here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go right by the rail. Hallelujah. And I got down there, and there wasn't nobody up. Sister Vicky, Brother Richard, Horn, wasn't up. Nobody. And I got in there, and it was dry. It was pretty dry. It's pretty dry. But a thought just came to me just now. They forgot the water. They took the arrows. They took the bows. They took the cow. They took the fighting army. But they forgot the water. Now Elisha said, I'm going to help you. I'm just going to help you. Bring me a minstrel. And they began to play. They began to play. And he said, if you want water, dig your own ditch. So this morning, at 4 o'clock, I began to dig. Anyway, it was hard pan at first. My pick hit some rocks. Sparks flew. Yeah, sleep overcame me and I had to fight that off. Hallelujah. And I did. Praise God. Praise God, I did. Hallelujah. Devil said you'll flop, and I said, well, maybe so. But this is what God gave me, so he flopped too. Hallelujah. He flopped too. Hallelujah. He's one homie. Hallelujah. And I began to dig some ditches. And pretty soon, God filled them with water. And don't you know that the same devil that had started out with me, hallelujah, had run with me for an hour or so, hallelujah, don't you know that God filled my ditches with water? And I hollered, where are you now, devil? Hallelujah. I got my own. You can wait for a splash and get a half empty if you want to. You can wait for a drop and get a half empty if you want to. You can wait until somebody prays the power of God down. But I want my own. I want to be filled. Hallelujah. Being filled with the Spirit. Amen. I got one more thing and I'm closing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try. Amen. And it seems like we're unfruitful. Amen. We don't get no fruit. But that's like a man that planted the apple tree and after 1 year cut it down because it didn't have no fruit. Slapping the door shut. Amen. But I knew he was there. Amen. I knew he was there. He just walked right with me everywhere I went. Every time I prayed, he was there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I didn't stop. I didn't give up. And I ain't planning to by the grace of God. Hallelujah. 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 But the Bible says, if I can find it here, be thou faithful unto death, and thou shalt win the crown of life. Hallelujah. If you're faithful, unto death, you'll win the crown of life. You ain't got to go through this thing half empty. The peril of an empty heart is you'll backslide. You'll die and go to hell. Amen. You can't stand. I've seen better men and women are as good as we are this morning. Go down the hole because they were half empty. I ain't going to be half empty. If I'm going to be half empty, I'm getting out of this thing. Amen. Amen. I ain't going to be by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I've made up my mind to serve the Lord. If I can't pastor but 40, then I don't pastor but 40. But I'm going to do the best job that I can with that 40. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be full, don't you? Full of the power. Full of the mercy. Full of the grace. Full, full, full. Amen of God.
Let's stand. Lift our hands and worship God. Worship God for that. Yeah.